Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them, I'm in his hands. Listen.
He sees.
He sees the tears you cry.
And he shares.
He shares your pain inside.
And sometimes.
Those hands to give him some praise. Oh, I can't get no help with him. That's a good place to bless him. Listen, listen to the words.
See your day. Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your
eyes, you shall.
Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know
he has his hands.
He has
his hands on you.
Yes, he does.
He said
he'll see you through. And when you cry, he's holding you. So just for he will provide, yes he will, yes he will, just know he has his hands on. Sometimes you feel so alone, like a child lost and no home. They keep telling
Today is a special day for a lot of people. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, May 12th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, Season 2, brought to you always by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, good evening, sir.
How you doing today, doctor?
I'm doing very well. Had a great Mother's Day with Mom, and I am super hyped to hear tonight's show. How you doing?
Oh, yeah. You know, I can't complain, can't complain. It's raining and it's cold here, but you know what? God is still in the blessing business, doctor, because I can experience the rain and the cold. So with that being said, I'll take it.
That's what's up. Yep.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you are in need of prayer, you can contact us on the Jubilee Affair Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show, 646-787-1798. Again, that number is 646-787-1798. And if you have a question or a comment, you press the number 1 and you will be placed in queue. And at the appropriate time, you will be able to speak with myself and Brother Hakim. Amen. I always like to open up the show with a word of prayer. As always, 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 I do believe that prayer changes things. Amen. So let us go to the throne of grace. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing, Father, and what you're going to do. We ask, Father, that you would bless this show. Let somebody, Father, eyes be open, heart be changed, and minds renewed. We know, Father God, that the enemy, Father, wants to destroy. The enemy is running rampant, Father. The enemy is telling the people that God does not exist. But we right now, Father, know and believe that you sit on high. We ask right now, Father, for strength, for wisdom, for godly wisdom within our ranks right now. Continue, Father, to bless and keep us in all that we do. Be our guiding light, Father. Now I ask that you will bless all those within the sound of my voice. Touch us, Father, in a mighty way. Anoint us in a mighty way. Heal our bodies in a mighty way. There's somebody right now, Father, that's hurting at the loss of their mother, their friend, the confidant. We ask that you would bless right now. Remove the pain right now. I ask, Father, for strength for Brother Hakim as he continues, Father, to be the lifeline of this network. Continue, Father, bless Sister Michelle and all that she do, Father, to make this network relevant to your people. And, Father, bless me as I continue, Father, to bring the word to this world. I love you, Father, and I thank you for all the blessings that you have given unto me. We honor you and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to stand on his promises. but it's also my job to be a shoulder to those who need somebody to lean on. And being able to do that brings joy to my spirit, brings happiness to my heart. Being a servant of the Most High is the greatest job I've ever had in my life. I wouldn't want another job. I don't know about you, but I am grateful for the calling that God has placed on my life. As a Christian, as a Christian leader, it is my job to bring you into the fullness thereof, to release the peace of Christ upon your life. I can bring you to the water, but you have to drink from it. That's for somebody today. I want you to know that Christ lives, and he loves you, and he desires to see you happy and full of joy. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, things are not, that things won't happen, that bad things don't happen to good people. I'm not saying that. But you have an anchor in the Lord, and he will bless you in ways you've never been blessed before. But all you have to do is take his hand. I got a question from a listener, and they asked me, why is the world so evil? And why does God allow evil to reign in this world? Well, let me explain that to you. Sin is what's evil. The wickedness that is within this world started with sin. According to what the Bible teaches us, that Adam and Eve ate the fruit, and when they ate the fruit, their eyes became open. And from that moment on, every descendant of Adam and Eve knew sin. And if we all come from Adam and Eve, then that means that we have a sinful nature. We have both a human nature, a godly nature, and a sinful nature. Our spirits are without sin, but our flesh is full of it. Thus, the wickedness of man and the wickedness that happens comes from the influence of the enemy. You see, when God is not in the midst, you cannot serve two masters. I always said, and I'll say it to the day I die, fresh water and salt water cannot flow from the same spring. Thus, when you are not serving God, when you don't serve God, you're serving Satan. When God is not the head of your life and you are allowing this evil to come in and to set up shop, you are giving way to the enemy. Thus, when you see that they've taken prayer out of schools, you can't even talk about God. The mention of God would get you in trouble as a teacher. And I know that society changes, has changed. Things are different. I'm aware of all of that. But when do we decide that enough is enough? When you start seeing the wickedness is overtaking it and sin is just going forth, this is when you know that there's something wrong. Now you see the church is looked at as a nuisance and not a place of refuge, not as a place where you can go and find your peace. I heard somebody say that the church is worse than the streets, because at least the streets love them. And they ain't going to tell you the truth. It's not like these so-called Christians who love you and say they love you, and then the next minute they're stabbing you in the back. So there's something that has to change. But this evil, it has started to infiltrate every area. And it's because it started with the removing of God from our daily lives. So that is why things are the way that they are. Because nobody is turning to God. The second part of the question is that, and after answering that, how can we change it? Somebody got to start praying. Somebody needs to open up their eyes and see what thus saith the Lord. We give our children too much leeway. We let them decide what they want to do. And I understand most of us were made to go to church. And we say, oh, when I get older, I'm not going to force my children to do that. But let me tell you what it did for you. It put a foundation within you of roots so that you will know that when times get rough, when you cannot make a way out of nowhere, you know where to return to. Like the word says in Proverbs, to train up a child in the way that he ought to go so that when he becomes older, that training will never depart from them. They'll know where to turn. This is what we need to do. Teach our children that the Lord is the right place. The church and the Lord is where we need to be, is where they need to be. And that through Jesus, there is true victory. If we do that, this world may have a fighting chance. If we turn some people to Jesus, we may be able to see our way out of it. Because without him, we can't do anything. Another question that was asked me is, why did God allow Donald Trump to enter into office? That's plain and simple. Because I believe that God was trying to show us that he is still in control. And God is trying to show us that his way is the way that we ought to go. And because We took our eyes off of God and placed them on man, and so many people honored Obama as, and they pretty much deified him. Now, God is saying he's the only God. He's the only one that can save. Not man. Man is here one day and gone the next. It's all about God. When we get that into our heads, when we get that into our brains, when we begin to let it be known, when we start telling people that God is the only way, trust and believe, things will change. Until then, it's not going to work. God is the only way to salvation. Those were the two or three questions that I had. And I hope that that answered the questions, because I am truly concerned about the future of our church, of our people, and of our young folk. I'm truly concerned. For a testimony that I want to touch on, and I'm just going to do this for a few minutes because I have a special guest that I want to bring on in a minute. Going against the grain. What does that mean to you? When I think about that, when you turn to Christ, when you decide that Christ is the head of your life, you begin to walk a different way, talk a different way, feel a different way. All of these things that you used to do, you don't do anymore. What I mean is you began to go against the grain of sin. Sin, when you have a group of people that are of a sinful nature, they all do the same thing. They all act the same way. This world is a dark, disgusting place because it's full of sin and everybody seems to be the same. But you will find that when you turn your life over to Christ, that everything will be different. What I'm saying is somebody will see a difference within the way that you walk, within the way that you talk, within the way that you do things. Somebody will see a difference in you and they'll say, what is different about you? Something is different about you today than it was yesterday. And that difference is the love of Christ. The love of Christ will turn you against the grain. The patterns of this world are sinful. The worst thing that a Christian can do is compromise with sin. It is our job and our duty to turn from the wicked ways and to accept Christ within our lives and to walk a different walk. You see, I'm a living witness as to what happens when you decide to go against the grain. When you go against the grain, blessings after blessings after blessings begin to flow. It's time that we stop questioning God and just allow God to have his way. Go against the grain of this world and live a new life following God's commandments and walking in his holy ways and see what will happen in your life. Now that's a word for somebody today. Step out on faith. Step out on faith and see what God will do for you. Allow him to lead you and see what will happen. See the blessings that will come your way. Don't worry about this world. Focus your mind on Jesus. Focus your mind on Jesus. That's the word for today. Go against the grain. Go against the patterns of this world. It is my honor to introduce to you a woman who did some incredible things in my life. Matter of fact, this show here is a Mother's Day special. And so I want to introduce to you the woman who made all of this possible. Because truly, without this woman, I wouldn't be here today. This woman is the first Wonder Woman that I've ever seen. Strongest woman that I know. It gives me great pleasure and honor to introduce to you my family, my mother, Sister Betty Townsend, who will be giving a word to you today. Sister Betty Townsend, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Reverend, and good afternoon, listeners and friends. This is such an honor for me to be able to give the Mother's Day sermon and hope that all of you will enjoy it. I enjoyed giving it, and I hope you will too. And Pastor Townsend, thank you for this opportunity.
Amen. My pleasure.
First, we will begin with our prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, a day we've never seen before and a day we will never see again. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. You are the one that we depend on. You are our only hope, Heavenly Father. Give those that were lonely and sad today, let them know that you still believe in them and they believe in you, Heavenly Father. We all need someone to lean on. Those that parents have gone, but the parents are still thinking about them, just as you're thinking about your parents or friends or family members. It's such a wonderful feeling when you think about your parents and the good Lord. Heavenly Father, we need you and we need your guidance through everyday sayings and doings. We need you to hear us and we need to hear you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for all your blessings upon us. In your name, Jesus, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Next, our scripture comes from Luke 1, 26 through 33. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. For you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Amen, amen, and amen.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, first, happy Mother's Day to all of you. I have to say the Lord has been so good to me. I have been able to see the growth of my children into God-fearing men and women, and to see their children grow into capable young adults. Parenting is both a joyous occasion and a scary situation all wrapped up into one gift. It took years for me to understand that parenting and motherhood does not come with a guidebook or instruction manual. You learn mostly by trial and error. However, having the Lord as your backing and staying constantly in prayer will teach you what you need to know in order to care, love, and provide for your children. Now, do not get me wrong. Truly, it takes a village to raise one. And the father's job is just as important as the mother's job. But there is nothing like a mother's love. When all else fails, a mother will be there to lift you up, carry you, and protect you at all times. Sound familiar? Mother is the name of God on the lips and in the hearts of all children until they are able to call on God for themselves. A child is the first love of a mother. The mother is the first love of that child. And together the bond cannot be broken, tried, burned, or destroyed. Luke illustrates something miraculous and heartwarming. It tells us of a young girl who was given the greatest task placed before anyone. She was chosen by God to be a mother to the one who would bring many to the fullness thereof. Mary lived a simple yet wholesome life, not knowing that God had favored her. I marvel at the fact that she was Jesus' mother, but I give glory to God due to the fact that she was obedient to God's will. Her love for her son was unparalleled. As she knew that he was the Messiah, through reading, you will see that she never stopped being his mother. There were times that she had to set him straight. There were times that she had to pick him up when he had fallen. And even when she saw him being beaten and whipped and flogged for no reason, she wanted to fight those mighty soldiers for her son. Mary's love for Jesus is the same love that we have for our children, the same love that God has for us all. We call it agape love, a love that transcends anything and everything. We are all sinners, yet God still loves us. He hates the sin but loves the sinner. As a mother, I have had to set my sons and daughters straight, pick them up when they had fallen. And many times, I was the mother and the father. But as I look back over the years, the Lord has shown me that he was the father. He kept my household when I had to work. He provided food for my babies. When I didn't have the money, he gave us clothes to wear. He provided it in ways that no one could understand. And the more he provided, the more I fell in love with him and the more I fell in love with my children. Understand, being a mother is a great responsibility, and the Lord expects you to be on guard at all times. To the young and potential mothers, always, 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 that's five always that I've stated here. Listen to your children. Hear them out. You might be the only listening ear your children might have. A mother's love is essential in the life of a child. Even when your child wakes you up running a car through your hair because he's ready for breakfast. Even when he's running and jump high over the fire hydrant for me to clap. My daughter comes out looking like Cleopatra with the makeup. What do? Laugh and smile and send her in to do it over again. She did what we all do. We fought to bring her child into the world, worried when he went out with his friends, and wept at the fact that he was a grown man with a mission. And when all those around her tried to denounce her son's earthly ministry, she was his biggest fan. Her love tried to denounce, I'm sorry, never stopped, and as the greatest atrocity happened, she was there to catch her son's body as if it came off that rugged tree. God is close to those whom he blessed, and especially a mother. Do you know that a mother can get a prayer in when nobody else can? A mother can lift a car off the child when she sees her child trapped. A mother is the morning sun to their child, and the bright star is when he or she closed their eyes. Mary accepted her role. I appreciate my role. Through it all, I have learned to trust in Jesus. I have learned to trust in God. In closing, in life we may forget a lot of things, but we shall never forget a mother's love. Isaiah 66:13 says, as a mother comforts her child, so all I comfort you. Say the Lord. May God bless you, and may God keep you all. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for that word. Hey, wow, that was powerful. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Amen. Amen. Well, you know, we will give the listeners a chance to ask you some questions and give you some comments. But I guess I want to ask a question to you. What do you feel was the catalyst to push you to keep going, you know, as a mother, as a single parent? What pushed you to keep moving forward and to always show love to your children?
I gave birth to my children, and they depended on me, just like I depended on them. And that's what I was supposed to do. God gave them to me, and I was supposed to take care of them and protect them. That's what a mother is supposed to do. Now, some mothers don't know how to go by it, but how to do it, because some don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. And so we all have a chance to try and try again. This is why I say, when that child needs someone to talk to, take time and give him the answers, because he's still your child and he depends on you to give him the correct and right directions.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So as what word would you give to the mother that right now cannot see a way out of nowhere?
I do believe that mother will at some time, hopefully soon, if she believes in God and know that God is on her side and he's sitting right there with her, instead of crying, she needs to pray, because prayer will change things. You pray, God will make a change for you and your child or your children. And it'll come right away sometimes, and sometimes it'll take a day or two, but it will come. But when you keep in your heart the good Lord, it's going to come, and you will know as soon as it gets there. I know about that.
Amen. And as a mother, have you experienced a lot of struggles in your life, and how did you cope with that?
Well, you know, I in thinking about that question, I really didn't see it as struggles, because we had a roof over our head. We had food to eat. We had heat. There were things that we didn't have that we wanted, but eventually it was provided. And I depended on the Lord. And I had my children to depend on the Lord also. Because there are times, are we going to church? Oh, yes, you're going to church. Yes, you are. So get yourselves ready. We are going to church. Regardless of what's going on, we're going to church. And that's the way it was. If we didn't, cry over not having certain things, because we knew that the Lord was looking out for us, just keeping a roof over our heads. And I used to say that many times. We do have a roof, and the Lord is still providing.
Amen. Amen. And I heard you say in your message that that a mother can get a prayer through and nobody else can. Why do you feel that that is so?
That is so true. Mothers have the heart of a giver, one that's easy to please. And when it gets to that time in your life, you know who you have to talk to. Mother will tell you who you need to talk to. You know whose child you are. So you know who you have to talk to. And to say your prayers at night. Wake up in the morning. Thank the Lord for waking you up for the day. A day you've never seen before and a day you will never see again. The Lord will provide as long as you listen to him.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Sister Townsend, for not only a beautiful, spirit-filled message, but thank you for answering some questions that I'm sure a lot of these mothers, young and seasoned, may have wanted to know from another mother or somebody who is approaching motherhood and may needed to know some of this information. I thank you for opening up your heart and being willing to give your knowledge, amen, because that is what this world is all about. If we can't share the knowledge that we've learned with one another, then we're not doing what we are supposed to do. We're not preparing the next generation for life, amen. And with us now having just a few minutes left on the show, Brother Hakim, do we have anybody on that may want to give us a word or a comment?
Yeah, we have Brother Darius, who's been waiting patiently. He's up first.
Amen. Good evening, Brother Darius. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening, Pastor Townsend, and happy Mother's Day to your mom, too.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I like to say that my pastor preached a sermon called Do You Believe in Miracles? And his Bible scripture was from Acts 9, verses 36 through 43. That's from a scripture reading. And talked it. And I would say from his sermon, I learned you have sometimes God will bless you when you least expect it.
Yes.
And yes. He also talked about the foundation members has always made a sacrifice for the church. They will do everything they can to make sure the lights are on in the sanctuary, bills are paid, or even give them an extra to make sure the church is doing well.
Yes. Yes. That's a blessing.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The miracles come, Doctor, in many ways, shapes, and forms. And I tell you, it is truly a blessing. And pertaining to Mother's Day, I mean, what? How many mothers have made miracles, and I can truly say that, you know, this, my life is truly a miracle. My brother and I both were not meant to be here, you know, but with the grace of the good master and a strong woman, we've made it, and we are strong, strapping, capable men, and God continues to bless and keep us.
Amen. Yes.
Thank you, Brother. Thank you, Brother Darius.
You're welcome.
Amen. Brother Akim, do we have anybody else on?
We have a few people on, but no one has pressed the number one for them to go live. Spoke too soon. Here we are. Coming up next.
Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening, Pastor Dante and the Jubilee Affair. I just wanted to wish Mother Townsend, my mother, a happy Mother's Day, and thank you so much for that inspiring word that I'm sure not only just touched me, but touched all of the listeners. Thank you for allowing God to use you as a vessel to share his word and to share with me the things to do as a wife and as a mother one day. And I thank you and I appreciate you and I love you.
And I love and appreciate you too, my dear.
Thank you. Amen. You all have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. We have just a few more minutes. We have anybody else that will want to give a word? Amen. Some of you listeners that's listening, come on.
Well, we don't have anyone else who's pressed one yet.
Amen.
Don't be shy, folks. Just press the number one. We'll get you right in with the pastor and his wonderful mother, and you can ask some questions or ask for blessings or whatever you need. They're here. The time is for you.
Amen. I was told to let you know, Mother Townsend, by Sister Michelle, that she appreciated that wonderful message and she needed to hear that message, and she loves your soothing voice and has really helped her out today.
I am so, that makes me feel really good, and more, and anytime that she needs to just verbalize her feelings, I'm always here.
Amen.
Anytime.
I'm sure she appreciates that, and I'm sure with that invitation, she will be calling you.
Well, that's that. Well, I'll be looking forward to it.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to let the music play us out. We have reached that point. But I just want to say thank you again, Mother Townsend, for coming in to bless us on this Mother's Day. You have yet again been a blessing unto all of us. And I just thank God for you.
And I thank God for you too.
Thank you. And to my listeners and to the world, God bless you and may God keep you. And we are the Jubilee Affair on behalf of the good brother Hakim Nuba, on behalf of Mother Townsend, Brother Darius, Sister Townsend. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and we are signing off. Good night and God bless.
Good night. God bless each and every one of you.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
Go through what you go through.
you go through. Listen.
Just know he has his hand on you.
That's a good place to slip up those hands and give me some praise. Oh, I can't get no help in here. That's a good place to bless him. Listen. Listen to the words.
See your day.
Even when the sun is up, yes it is. And from the top of your
lungs,
you shout.
Oh,
will there ever be a change? What shall I do? Can I tell you one thing? Remember, just know.
Keep telling you to be strong, but you